Okay, so you know how picking a new dentist can be like the ultimate chore?
Oh, tell me about it. Nobody looks forward to that.
Right. But thankfully, we've got all this info on Orlando Dental Center to sift through, so at least we can, deep dive together and see what's up.
Absolutely. Let's unpack it all.
So they lead off talking about how they want patients to feel comfortable, almost like they're at home, which, okay, sign me up for that.
Yeah, who wouldn't want that from their dentist? It's definitely a good marketing tactic.
For sure. But then they mentioned being around in Orlando for over 4 decades, and that made me stop and think. I mean, that's got to be some kind of record, right? They're practically an Orlando institution.
You're right. That's pretty impressive, especially in a city that's constantly evolving. It makes you think they must be doing something right to have that kind of staying power.
Exactly. And they even call themselves a journey of commitment and care, which sounds lovely and all, but,
But what does that even mean in practical terms?
yeah, like, what am I actually getting as a patient?
Let's get down to specifics. Have a look at Dr. Maroof's credentials. He didn't just graduate with honors, he pursued additional training in both implants and orthodontics. That tells me he's not afraid of a challenge.
So if you need braces or an implant, he could potentially handle it all himself. No need to be bounced around to different specialists.
Exactly. It speaks to a certain breadth of expertise, which is always reassuring. And you know how much we always emphasize the importance of keeping up with the latest advancements in healthcare.
Oh, absolutely, especially in dentistry, where new technology seems to pop up every day.
Right. Well, Dr. Maroof is an active member of the American Dental Association, which suggests he's committed to staying at the forefront of his field.
Okay, so they've got the experience and the credentials covered, but what are people actually saying about them? That's where these patient testimonials come in, right?
Right on. Let's see if the hype matches up to reality.
Well, one thing that jumped out at me was Andy calling himself an old friend. I mean, how often do you hear someone say that about their dentist?
It's true. It's not usually the first word that comes to mind.
Right, so they're definitely cultivating a certain vibe, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. It seems like they're going for that warm, familiar, maybe even friend-like atmosphere, which, let's face it, can go a long way in easing dental anxiety.
Oh, for sure. And then there's Deborah, who mentioned that the staff is friendly and knowledgeable, which kind of reinforces that, doesn't it?
It does. It suggests that they're striking a balance between, being personable and approachable while also being, competent and skilled.
Right, because you don't want to feel like they're compromising on expertise just to be your buddy.
Exactly. And then you have Sally, who talked about feeling like they had her best interests at heart, which, let's be honest, is a big one when choosing a dentist.
Huge. You don't want to feel like you're being pushed into unnecessary treatments or procedures. But, these are just a few testimonials, right?
Yeah.
Like, how much can we really glean from these?
You're right to be cautious. Testimonials, by their nature, are always going to skew positive. It's the ones that don't make the cut that we don't get to see.
Exactly. So, how do we know if these are genuine reflections of what it's really like to be a patient there?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? But what I find interesting is that there are some consistent themes emerging from these particular reviews. Comfort, clear communication from the dentists, feeling heard and understood. These aren't insignificant details. And the fact that they pop up repeatedly suggests there might be something more to it. It's like they could just be flukes, but when multiple people are saying the same things, it makes you wonder, right?
For sure. It's definitely a good sign. So maybe their journey thing isn't just marketing fluff after all.
Right. It's like anything else. You have to look beyond the surface.
Exactly. Okay, so they seem to have the whole patient experience thing down, but what about the actual dental work? They make a big deal about their innovative practices, but doesn't every dentist claim to be innovative these days?
Oh, absolutely. It's like a buzzword of the century. But they do mention some specifics like Invisalign, implants, and even this whole mercury and metal-free thing.
Right. And those aren't just random services. They actually require a certain level of, expertise.
Exactly. Let's start with Invisalign. I know you have a bit of a history with traditional
But
braces.
don't remind me. Let's just say metal mouth was not a good look for me. If Invisalign had been around back then, I would have been all over it.
And that's exactly why it's become so popular, right? It's discreet, it's removable, it's like braces for grown-ups who don't want to relive their awkward teenage years. Seriously.
Yeah.
So the fact that they offer it is great, but like you said, it's about more than just having it on the menu, right?
Exactly. It's about having dentists who are experienced with the technique, who've done enough cases to handle any complications that might arise. And remember how we talked about Dr. Maroof's specialized training?
Oh, right. So it all ties together.
Exactly. It's
yeah.
like they've thought this through. They're not just jumping on the latest trends. They're building a team that can actually deliver.
Okay. That makes me feel better about it. And what about the mercury-free thing? I know some people have strong feelings about that.
Yeah, there's definitely been some controversy around mercury fillings over the years. And whether or not you buy into it, the fact that they offer alternatives like composite fillings shows they're at least aware of their patients' concerns and are willing to provide options. So it's about giving patients more control, more choices.
Exactly. It's about having a conversation and figuring out the best approach for each individual patient.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, what about implants? They mentioned Dr. Maroof specializes in those, which I imagine is a pretty big deal, right?
Oh, huge. Implants are no joke. They've come a long way in recent years, but they're still a complex procedure, both surgically and aesthetically.
Right, because you want it to look natural, not like you have a chiplet stuck in your gums.
Exactly. So knowing that you have someone on staff with that level of specialized knowledge and experience can make all the difference.
It's like the difference between going to a general practitioner for heart surgery versus like a specialized cardiothoracic surgeon.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah.
You want the expert, right?
Absolutely. Okay, so we've covered experience, technology, and now specialization. But what about their whole picture approach? They keep mentioning this idea of building relationships and focusing on overall well-being, which sounds great in theory, but how does that actually translate to the patient experience?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Because everyone loves to talk about holistic care, but what does it actually look like in practice?
Right. Is it just fancy words, or is there substance behind it?
Well, one thing that caught my eye, and I think speaks volumes about their commitment to this whole idea, is their Saturday hours.
Oh, interesting. I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, it's a small detail, but I think it speaks volumes about how they view their patients' needs and priorities.
Right, because not everyone can just take time off work for a dentist appointment.
Exactly. Life doesn't stop on weekdays, and offering that kind of flexibility shows a certain level of respect for their patients' time and commitments outside of the dental chair, wouldn't you say?
I totally agree. It's like they're acknowledging that you have a life beyond your teeth.
Exactly. So it's about removing barriers and making it easier for people to prioritize their oral health, no matter how busy their schedules are.
It's about meeting people where they are.
Precisely. And, you know, they also list their core values. Mm. Integrity, compassion, innovation.
Right, which all sound great, but like, how do you really measure those things?
You're right to be skeptical. You can't just take their word for it.
Exactly. It's like anyone can say they're compassionate,
yeah,
but how does that actually play out in their interactions with patients?
That's the key, isn't it? It's about looking for concrete examples, not just taking their word for it.
So it's like they've given us the buzzwords,
yeah,
but now it's up to us to do a little more digging to see if they hold up.
Exactly. Like, if integrity is important to you, maybe you dig a little deeper into their billing practices or see if they have a history of any complaints or disciplinary actions.
Right. Or if you're really drawn to the idea of innovation, you might ask about their sterilization procedures, what new technology they've invested in, or how they stay up to date on the latest advancements in their field.
Exactly. Use their stated values as a springboard for your own investigation. At the end of the day, the best dentist for you is one who aligns with your values, your priorities, and your comfort level.
So it's about more than just checking off a list of services.
Absolutely. It's about finding a dentist who you trust, who you feel comfortable with, and who you feel confident will take good care of you.
It's about finding the right fit for your unique needs and preferences.
Exactly. And remember, you're allowed to be picky. It's your health, your smile, your choice.
Well said. We hope this deep dive into Orlando Dental Center has given you the information and, more importantly, the confidence to navigate the often overwhelming world of dentistry and find the perfect fit for your smile.
Because a healthy smile is a happy smile, and you deserve nothing less.